feeling like I'm gonna have a good day. It appears we made it to a feel-good fry. Yay! Yeah, Logan's not here yet, but don't worry. He will be here right on time for Can't Beat Logan for us to give away those tickets to see Russell Dickerson. Can I stress it enough that that show is sold out? That if you wanted to go at CasinoBallroom.com today and buy your tickets, that would not be a possible thing for you to do. So you have to win them. You have to win them from us. And the time you call us is 6:20 this morning. So good luck with that. Yesterday, we were talking about unique baby names, and it was a pretty riveting conversation, if I do say so myself. If you missed it, we're going to relive it together right now. Enjoy. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. You are listening to Kira and Logan in the morning. I think that's a really good life choice that you've made today. Let's give you a pat on the back. Good job. So, like I was saying, country stars love giving their kids unique names. Here are some that I found to be particularly noteworthy, and I'm curious to know what you think. So, Eric Church, I feel like he does a pretty good job, like, keeping a low profile when it comes to his family. Like, he has a big presence on social media, but it's just him and his music, and his personal life is, for the most part, out of the spotlight, which I'm always impressed when famous people are able to do that. But that's neither here nor there. His kids, after doing some digging, found out they have some pretty unique names. So he's got a little girl, Tennessee Hawkins is her name. And then his son is Boone McCoy. So we got Tennessee Hawkins and Boone McCoy. These two need to grow up and have a country album of their own, I think. And then Randy Houser has a son named, wait for it, Huckleberry Houser. Sounds like a character in a children's book to me. Luke Combs, this isn't that crazy. He and his wife named their two sons Tex and Bo. So definitely more on the unique side, but like these are names we've heard before. Preston from Low Cash. He and his wife, Kristen, have a daughter. Her name is Love. Love Lily. Sounds like a fragrance. Elle King. Elle King and her husband, Dan, they have two sons. And their names are Lucky and Royal. I'm just going to leave that one alone. And Taylor from Maddie and Tay has a daughter named Chapel Shields. Not to be confused with Chapel Road. Chapel Shields. So I'm going to turn it to you now. This is my question. What is the most unique name that you have heard a child have? Hi, you're on Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
This is Sabrina. Good morning.
Hey, Sabrina. How's the day?
It's lovely. How's yours going?
It's pretty good. I guess we're going to have another hot one. So remember to stay hydrated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You too.
Thank you. Okay, now that we got the business out of the way, talk to me about unique names. What is the most unique name you've heard a child have?
So, distant family member has named their son Riot.
Riot. And is it spelt, you know, like R-I-O-T? Like, you know, the thing that happens when people flip cars over and light them on fire?
It sure is. And her other child is named Lyric. So she's really out here picking some interesting ones.
She is out here saying, I'm going to name my children just words.
Yes.
Words
literally.
That I like the sound of. I can get behind Lyric a little more than I can get behind Riot, because Riot feels negative. Unless you're saying someone's so hilarious they're a riot.
Yes. Okay, I totally agree with that.
Do you know, just because I'm obsessed with names, do you know their middle names?
Ooh, I don't. But I do know that they have an uncle also named Blade.
Blade. Oh, so this is like this is a family thing. This is a trend.
Oh, I think so. I think they're all just opening dictionaries and picking the first word they see.
And we're pointing. And, yep, Blade sounds good.
Yep.
I would have to say that with a names like Riot and Lyric, you can't give normal middle names, right? You can't be like, this is Riot Thomas.
Right. It's got to be something funky. I'm not sure what it is, though.
Yeah, it's probably like Riot Axe or something.
I love it.
That's just my guess. That's my guess. If you find out, circle back, because now I'm going to be curious.
I sure will.
Thanks for the call, Sabrina. All right, your turn. What is the most unique name you've heard given to a baby? 603-749-0975. Taking your calls on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Akira and Logan in the morning. People are out here naming their babies very unique things. So I would love to hear, what is the most unique baby name you have heard in your travels? 603-749-0975. That's our number. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan.
Hi, are you still doing the names?
We are. What's your name?
My name is Rick.
Okay, Rick.
And I am a DJ and a karaoke DJ. And one of the couples named their children, their last name is Jones, and then the daughter, Indiana Jones, and the son, Dow Jones.
This is real, Rick.
This is real. I love this family. I have done her military retirement party, his retirement party, the daughter's graduation party, and the last name is Jones, and they named Indiana and Dow.
They're like, you know what? We're just going to have a little fun with these names.
Yeah, exactly. I'm on the radio.
Yes, you're on the radio. Who are you telling that to?
I'm at the doctor's office.
Oh, you are? Okay. I hope everything's all right. Should I let you go?
No, that's okay.
Okay. He's like, my health can wait. Well, I love this. Thank you for sharing about Indiana and Dow Jones. I think they're going to grow up to be really, really cool.
Well, the daughter has now become a lady pro golfer, and I'm not sure what the son is doing.
I heard he's doing something in the stock market. Sorry, I had to.
That's great. That is great. Hey, I love you guys.
Yeah, we love you too. Have a good day. I hope everything goes good at the doctor.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, we're still taking your calls on this at 603-749-0975. On your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, and we are talking about the most unique baby names you have ever heard. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
This is Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
So let's talk unique names. What is the most unique name that you've heard given to a child?
So my best friend is having a girl in 2 months, and she plans on naming her Cinnamon River.
Cinnamon River. It sounds delicious, I have to say.
It's definitely odd.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe like an ice cream flavor. Like you got Rocky Road and you got Cinnamon River.
Well, I looked at it like a stripper's name.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to be unkind. You said it was your best friend.
It's okay. I told her to her face.
How'd she feel about that comment?
She didn't really say anything.
She was like, thank you for your feedback. Hello, hello. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Thank you for holding.
Hi, I was just talking about the unique baby name.
Yeah, what you got, girl? Well, what's your name first?
My name is Cassie, so that's not so unique.
Okay, Cassie's normal.
I used to work in a daycare with a baby named Whiskey, and we used to have to call her Whiskers for short because it just didn't sound, you know. But yeah, it was super cute. It was just a little different.
Feeling like they should have gone with first name Tennessee, middle name Whiskey.
I could see that, yeah.
Yeah, Whiskers for short. I can't even.
Pulling it down a little bit, yeah.
How are you going to name, sorry, I'm going to sound judgy, but how are you going to name a human being Whiskey? Like, you should get a cat and name him Whiskey.
Because other people at school have to call her Whiskey now, so.
Right. And she's not going to be of drinking age for quite some time.
Right, no.
Bizarre.
When I had her, she was like 9 months old, so.
Sweet baby Whiskey.
Yep.
That's it. If I'm having another kid, I'm naming him Tequila.
Sounds good to me. I mean, whatever.
Yeah. Cheers to that.
Yeah, they'll find a nickname.
Yeah, they will. Thank you for the call. We're still taking your calls on this, on the most unique baby names you have heard in your travels. 603-749-0975. Taking your calls on your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Taking your calls on the most unique baby names you have heard in your day. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, hello. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
Elena.
Elena. Okay. So what is the most unique baby name you've come across in your travels?
So my friend's a delivery nurse at a hospital, and these people named their newborn baby Sweet Baby Jesus.
Sweet Baby Jesus. So is the first name Sweet and the middle name's Baby Jesus? Like, Or is that just the full first name?
Yeah, that's what you would think. No, that's the full first name. The middle name is Amen.
Stop it!
Yep, I heard it at a cookout a month ago, and it never left me.
You're not making this up?
Where are my kids' lives?
Oh, my God. This is too much. I don't know that anyone's going to top this. I really, really don't.
I thought it was pretty outrageous the day I heard it, but...
Yeah, some people just shouldn't reproduce.
Exactly.
I don't think that anyone's going to top this, so I'm just going to end it here. Would you like these Shania Twain tickets?
150%.
Sweet baby Jesus, amen.
Oh, she was my closing song at my wedding. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on? It's Logan from Kira and Logan.
Skechers slippers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
WOKQ, Dover, Portsmouth, Rochester.
We are number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira. It's Logan. It's the morning. Logan.
Yeah.
Did you end up hitting the golf course yet again on your day off?
I had a great, great round of golf. That was honestly kind of diminished by the people around us. I'm not going to lie.
What was wrong with them?
I played 18 holes and I had such a great first nine, and we went to the clubhouse. And we were like, hey, we didn't book 18. Do you mind if we make the turn? And they were like, yeah, there's a league going on, so you have to respect the league.
Respect the league.
And honestly, we should have just packed it up, because the thing with the golf league is they take as much time as they want, as they should. That, you know, they was the shipyard league. And so, like, they're drinking, they're having fun. They get out once a week and doing it. Mm-hmm. And, like, me and my buddy were like, let's go.
Chip, chop,
let's
chip.
Let's go. We want to get home at some point today.
Right.
But we knew that we signed up for it. But honestly, one of my best rounds of golf of all time.
Well, I know you didn't get a hole in one, because as you've told us many times, if that happens, you won't be here.
Yeah, thanks for twisting that knife.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
It's not going to happen. The odds are 1 in 12,000, all right? Eventually,
Logan,
it'll happen.
It won't happen with that attitude.
Thank you. Wow, you're going back and forth. You're kind of confusing me this morning.
I'm very confusing. I keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
You know what you do have a good chance of doing is beating one of our listeners in a round of Can't Beat Logan.
I have done that before.
And you could do it right now.
I'm prepared to do that right now.
Okay, so take on Logan. He's confident. He woke up today. He chose violence. And we chose to give you a pair of tickets to see Russell Dickerson, if you could beat or tie him. That show is sold out, by the way. So the only way to win those bad boys is to beat or tie him, like I just said.
Got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Is this Chantel?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yes, we can.
We? Is there more than one person in the car?
No, nope, just me.
Oh, she said we, like, you
multiple
know,
personalities.
The collective her.
I didn't
her.
Mean it that way.
All right. So you played this game before, I believe, right?
Oh, yes, I have.
And have you played Logan?
Yes.
Ooh. How'd it go?
I think the last time I played, I lost to him.
Oh, well, let's see if history repeats itself. Hopefully not for you, Chantel. Kick him out of here.
Can you leave the room, Logan?
I can't, Chantel. Thank you for asking me.
He's gone. He's bringing his caffeine. He's out. All right, Chantel, let's get right to business. Hopefully, you will be ending this experience with a pair of tickets to see Russell Dickerson.
I'd love that.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. He's pretty cool. All right, question number one, my girl. You have a 50-50 shot, multiple choice. Miley Cyrus has decided to not tour with her new album because why? Is it because it's hard for her to stay sober when she's on tour? Or is it because the album isn't selling that well?
I think it's hard for her to stay sober when she's on tour.
Okay. Question number two. Kristen Bell turns 45 today. She's best known for voicing the character Anna in Frozen, among many other roles. Her husband is really famous in his own right, Dax Shepard. What does he do for a living?
Is he a director?
Is he a director? Okay. We'll put that as your answer. And question number three. The internet is in an absolute tizzy because a couple was captured on the Kiss Cam, and it turned out to be a CEO and a coworker having an affair. This happened at a concert. Who was performing at this concert?
No idea.
Oh my gosh, you haven't seen this. Are you not a
no,
big social media person?
No, I watch. I go on to Facebook, but it hasn't popped up.
Okay, okay. Want to just name an artist so you have some kind of chance here? It was a concert in Boston, Gillette at Gillette.
I know Jelly Roll was not there, so.
You want to go with Jelly Roll?
Sure. Okay. I don't even know who's been playing lately.
No worries, no worries. All right, I waved Logan back in. He did as he told. He was told he returned. How you doing, Logan?
Hello.
Hello. All right, you ready for question number one?
Let's go.
You have a 50-50 shot, as it is multiple choice.
Let's go!
Miley Cyrus has decided to not tour with her new album. What's the reason? I'm sorry.
I didn't even know she had a new album. This should be good.
What's the reason she's not touring? Is it because it's hard for her to stay sober while she's on tour? Ooh. Or is it because the album isn't really selling that well?
Let's go with staying sober.
Staying sober. Logan said staying sober. Chantel said staying sober. And that is the right answer.
Great job, Chantel.
Great instincts, you two. Woo! We're live on a Friday. Okay, question number two. Kristen Bell turns 45 today. She's best known for voicing the character Anna in Frozen. Her husband, Dax Shepard, very famous in his own right. What does he do for a living?
Oh, he's an actor also.
Yes, I will accept that. I put he's an actor and a podcast host.
Sure. Philanthropist.
Philanthropist. Chantel said he's a director. He has directed.
I'll give it to her.
So, yeah, he's a producer, director, actor. She gets it. The internet is in a tizzy because a couple was captured on the Kiss Cam.
I know.
Yeah.
I can't wait to talk to you about this later.
I know. It turns out to be a CEO and a coworker having an affair. Who was performing at this concert?
Coldplay.
So Chantel had no idea. She hadn't seen it.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, have you not been on social media?
No.
She's on the Facebook. Yeah.
How about that?
It's really up in the Instagram. Coldplay is correct. Logan got three. Chantel got two. Chantel, we do need the phrase of shame.
I am Chantel Prima, and I cannot beat Logan from Portsmouth.
You'll just have to try again, Chantel. Thanks so much for playing.
And buckle up, girl.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you're getting dinged at, sister.
Yeah.
And just to remind you, with the next round of Can't Beat Logan, we have a... Rascal Flatts, Life is a Highway. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. We are about to talk about the clip that you are probably so sick of seeing popping up on your social media. It is the clip that happened at the Coldplay concert at Gillette Stadium. On the Kiss Cam, a couple, they appear to be in their mid-50s. Good-looking folks. And they're in a canoodle. And they're on the
noodle.
Yeah,
they're holding each other like a prom picture.
Yeah, like Jack and Rose in the Titanic,
yeah.
Basically. And the minute they realize that they're up on the old Jumbotron, the woman puts her hands over her face, and the man just completely ducks out of view.
He hides. You can see the life, like leave his body, and he just drops down to his knees and hides like a you know what.
Yeah, and he's like, his hands are up and he's like doing like a double wave, but he's like crouching tiger, hidden cheater. And Chris Martin of Coldplay, this is his commentary, like as this is happening, it's on the Jumbotron.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on, you're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Crazy.
Funny you should say that, Chris Martin.
Because they were having an affair.
He's the CEO of a company, and she is head of human resources, everybody.
Listen, he posted a comment. Did you see the statement from the CEO who did this, Andy Byron?
Didn't he quote Coldplay?
Yes. But he also went on to say something along the lines of, like, this is a very private moment that was made public. First of all, don't you dare try to take your side piece into a very public setting.
Yeah, what a dog.
And blame the setting, not yourself.
Totally.
But I will say, he does bring something up that makes me wonder. When you go to a game, do you consent? The answer is yes, you do. But when you go to a game, hypothetically, or a concert, do you consent to be on the Jumbotron? Isn't that a good, like, I didn't even think about this because, like, yeah, listen, he's a dirtbag, okay?
Yeah.
He got caught. He was cheating. He literally got caught in front of 60,000 people on the Jumbotron. It was atrocious. He should have just smiled and waved like an idiot.
He's a father.
Right.
And a husband.
So, but it does bring up a good point because, like, you don't, sometimes you go to a concert and you do want to lay low. Like, you don't want people, you know, the Jumbotron, let's say it was something else, not cheating. Let's say the Jumbotron went to you and you got caught picking your nose. Mm-hmm. Like, you could be social media bullied for that.
Memes for days.
Yeah. And like, you didn't sign up for that.
Yeah. You have to think, or I don't know, but maybe these big stadiums, Gillette, and they have something maybe in Ticketmaster, or when you buy your ticket, no one's reading the fine print, but perhaps it says something like...
Very good point.
You know...
Yeah, when you come to our stadium, you agree that you may be... That's like when you call the radio, like, you're consenting to being on the radio. You called us.
Correct, Amundo.
So it's like when you go to a game, you're consenting to be on the Jumbotron. You came to us.
Yeah.
Maybe Andy Byron, the CEO, should have known that. Maybe he should have read the fine
print. Say his name. Say his name.
Andy cheating stinking Byron.
And don't forget about Kristen Cabot the Cheese Cabot.
Cabot the Cheese?
Her last name's Cabot. I thought of the cheese.
Cabot the Cheese.
So... this made me think of something. Not as bad. Not as bad.
I was like, give me something.
I worked at this company in Boston right after college.
Yeah.
And at our Christmas party, our human resources...
Stop it.
...director, really, really lovely woman, Irish accent, in her 40s, single, so not as salacious.
Okay.
Got caught doing the deed. With
did you say a Christmas party?
Yeah, in this kid's car. He was like, he was 26, she was about 42.
Oh, what and a he dog.
Was, yeah.
What a dog.
He was like, you know, a sales guy, a sales rep.
Yeah.
And she was human resources, and they got caught. And it was like, nothing happened. They were,
on
Monday.
Were they both single?
They're both single.
Yeah, whatever.
It was salacious with the age difference, and it was salacious with their difference in...
Titles.
Yeah,
the titles is funny.
It wasn't two salespeople. That happened all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But the fact that she was the human resources gal.
Savage.
It was the talk of the town on Monday, let me tell you, Logan Marie.
I love it. And now your turn.
Were you working somewhere where two coworkers were, you know, having a relationship on the low down, down low? I don't appreciate putting your coworkers in that position where they have to hide your dirty laundry. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, valid.
In this particular example, the Coldplay cheating scandal on the Jumbotron, you see, like, you can only imagine there are coworkers around them that are like they couldn't believe they got caught,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. But the other coworkers were involved because they knew, because they were there.
They were smiling and giggling. They were like, oh, this is about to go down.
Yeah, crazy.
So, I guess, what do you think about this situation? Any comments around that? And have you worked in an environment where there was a scandal going on?
And have you caught a cheater?
Have you caught a cheater?
Well, why
general?
Not? Let's just... phone lines are open to anything you want to say.
Let's just talk about cheating. Let's just talk about it. Do you think it's wrong? No, I'm just kidding.
Yes.
603-749-0975. If you have a comment around this cheating scandal, we would love to talk to you this morning. We're live. We're local. It's Friday. Country 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira. It's Logan. It's the morning. And what did your wife Missy do the other day?
Listen, she knew I was going to be outing her on the radio.
Okay.
So I'll do it now. If you think you listening, because Kira knows, if you think I let my wife get off easily, she don't.
She don't.
Just like Kira. I call Kira out on her stuff. I call my wife out on her stuff. I'm a little bit nicer to Kira, probably.
Are you? Oh, my God. Are you? Then I feel bad for Missy.
So check this out. She was at Starbucks. Maybe I shouldn't have said the place. She's at a coffee location.
You already said it,
We don't know where. It could have been anywhere.
It could have been anywhere, cup was green.
Anywhere. And she was getting coffees for a couple of her coworkers. So she had a few in her hand. And she tells me the story that she's outside of the Starbucks. She drops a cup. See you later, coffee. Not her coffee, her coworker's coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, oh, rats, I have to go back. This is terrible. I can't just show up without my coworker's coffee.
She gave me money or whatever
it
is. Yeah.
Exactly. So she goes back in Starbucks and she said, hey, I dropped one. Can I get it for free? She gets it for free.
She said the words, can I get it for free?
I think she just said, can you make me a new one? Was her words. Can you make me a new one?
Mm-hmm. Not insinuating I plan on paying for it.
And so I of course, busted her chops and was like, hey, you got to pay for that. Like, that's, clumsy McGillicuddy, that's your mistake. And she was like, well, and I'll give her this. Apparently, they've been having issues. Apparently, there's new cups at Starbucks that have been, like, cracking and dropping on people.
Problematic.
This is a new thing.
Yeah.
But taking that away, it is hilarious to me. When someone drops their food or drops their coffee, mm-hmm. they make the mistake.
Yeah.
And they go back and kind of expect it for free.
Right.
Not saying my wife was expecting it for free. Of course, she was hoping it for free. But a lot of companies, like, I'm pretty sure the coffee joint was like, yeah, we'll just make you a new one. You're losing money, Starbucks. What are you doing?
So if what happened to Missy happened to you, you wouldn't go back in and ask for another coffee?
I think I'd go in and just automatically just buy. I don't even tell them.
You don't tell them what happened?
No, I'm the idiot. Why is their business going to suffer because I dropped it because I'm clumsy?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's no shade against people who, like, if a company were to give it to me for free, awesome. I wouldn't say, no, please let me pay.
If they saw you drop it, they're like, oh, we saw that. Let us make you another one.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
This happened in the parking lot.
Right. I'm never going back and saying, hey, I dropped it. Can I?
For all they know, the other person's in the car and she's coming back in trying to get a free coffee for them. Do you know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
Like, what's stopping anyone from saying they dropped their coffee to get a free coffee?
Exactly. And now my wife's instance, she said everyone saw it. It was so embarrassing and everybody knew that it happened.
People had her back.
So, yeah. So, like, that doesn't really apply. But this happens to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they come out of Market Basket, they drop all their eggs. Oh, I dropped my eggs. Can I replace it?
In this economy?
No, you can't just get a free one because you're a knucklehead mixed basilot.
Because you're clumsy. I'm so clumsy. If I got everything for free that I've broken in this life, oh, the money I'd save.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, so the question is, would you do this? If you dropped your coffee, would you go back in and expect another one for free? I'd love to hear from folks that work at coffee shops. How do you feel when people come in and say they dropped their coffee? And you can kind of tell by their tone, they're expecting it for free. Are you fine with it? Like, it doesn't happen so much that it's a problem?
Yeah. Or maybe they are just happy to do it. Like, accidents do happen. And to be honest, like, coffee, there's a big markup. But coffee isn't expensive to make.
Right.
You know what I mean? So maybe they are happy to do that.
But what if it happens during the morning rush? They got a line around the block at the drive-thru.
I know.
Yeah. So how do you, if you are a person that works at a coffee shop, how do you feel about it? If you're a customer of coffee, you're a coffee drinker. Have you done this? Have you dropped your cup and gone in and asked for it for free? Or would you do what Logan did? Or what Logan said he would do? Just go in, not even tell him you dropped it and pay for a new one. 603-749-0975 is our number. Random caller who wants to chime in on this topic of the day. We do have an extra pair of tickets to see Russell Dickerson. He's coming to Hampton Beach. That show is sold out, but you could win your way in right now. Would you, if you dropped your coffee in the parking lot, go back into said coffee shop? Tell him. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan, and this is our morning show. Thank you for stopping by. Good to see you. Happy Friday. So, Logan, you want to catch the people up on what your wife did?
Yeah. So, the other day, she was getting coffees for her and some coworkers, and when she was leaving the building, she dropped her coworker's coffee on the ground.
Don't!
Without hesitating, she went right back and said, hey, drop my coffee. They said, we saw. Here's a free one.
We saw.
So, she got a new one. But that kind of led me and her, because, you know, like, I bust my wife's chops, like, I bust Kira's, and all the time, I'm like, so you stole from them.
Mm.
She's like, I didn't steal from them, they offered it to me. I'm like, yeah, but you went back looking for a free one, and I think that's wrong, because you were the clumsy one.
Mm-hmm. So, our question for you, if you were the Missy in this story, you dropped your coffee in the parking lot, would you do what she did, go back in and say, hey, I need another coffee, and kind of expect it for free? Or would you do what Logan said he would do? He would just get back in line and pay for another coffee because he was the clumsy oaf in this scenario.
Yeah, I mean, if they said, hey, it's for free, of course I'm taking it. But I wouldn't even go down that line.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we would love to hear from customer service, you know, people who work in coffee shops or even just restaurants. Like, when people drop their food or their drink, how do you feel when they kind of expect you to replace it for free? Are you happy to do that? No questions asked? Or are you secretly kind of annoyed and resenty? 603-749-0975 is our number if you want to chime in. Hello, Justin. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. How are we?
Hey, I'm good, Kira and Logan. How are you guys this morning?
We are well. So what do you think about what we're talking about?
I think that if you have left the store, I think if you drop it on the floor, while you're taking it from them at the counter or something, I think that maybe you might be, you know, looking for a free one. But I think if you leave the store and have it outside of being in the interaction with the cashier herself or himself, And I believe that you should be looking to pay for that.
It's a good hard, fast rule. Yeah. Like, hey, in the building, on the property, replacement for free, outside the property, SOL.
Yeah, absolutely. This happened to me at the Bank NH Pavilion in Guilford. I love the pizza there. I've said it a million times. Got my slice of pizza. It fell cheese down on the pavement.
Brutal.
And I was like chatting with the woman as I'm getting my pizza, how much I'd been looking forward to my pizza. She saw it happen and she didn't even bat an eye. Like, she just grabbed me another slice.
Love it.
Didn't even have to ask. She felt really bad for me.
Yeah, especially if they see it happen, they feel bad for you. You know, they almost shame you and do a free one. You
yeah,
know?
Feel no bad no. for me. I'm pathetic and I'm clumsy.
Dusty, thanks for the call, buddy. Be good.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Bye, man.
Okay, so if you want to chime in on this, we do have an extra pair of tickets to see Russell Dickerson on Hampton Beach. That show is sold out. Give us a call at 603-749-0975. If you dropped your coffee in the parking lot, would you go in and expect them to replace it for free? Or would you pay for it and insist that, you know... Sing it, Keith. Number one for New Country. 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Hey, question for you. If you drop your coffee in the parking lot of the place that you bought it from, do you saunter back in?
Saunter.
I like that word. I don't use it enough. Saunter. Do you saunter back in and expect them to make you a new one for free? And baristas, do you hate it when people do this? Or do you not mind? Because it doesn't really happen often enough for it to be a problem. 603-749-0975. Curious to know what you think. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. Who are you?
This is Nick Holmes.
What's up, Nick? So what do you think about the situation about the my wife stealing coffees?
I'm actually laughing about that because I want to say about 2 months ago, it was a windy day and I had gotten a tray of coffee and a woman behind me got a tray of coffee. As I left, the door flew out of my hand and hit her.
Ooh.
And the coffee went all over the place. The restaurant saw it. They started laughing. I felt terrible for the situation that happened.
Sure.
So what happened was I go in and I go to the counter. I said, hey, you know, like, I would like to pay for that woman's coffee again for what had happened. They saw it. They're like, nope, it's actually on us because our door is actually broken. So if it wasn't broken, it wouldn't have happened.
Good on them. Okay. Good on that company. Did you want to call them out? Because, like, that's a good story. We can call them out if you want.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, screw them.
Yeah.
But either way, they did the right thing in that moment.
Yeah, so they did. And I actually was nice enough and I gave them another generous tip for what had happened because, you know, it's early in the morning and they do have a busy rush. So.
Saint Nick over here.
Huh. It just happened, you know, so I took it.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Thanks for stopping by our morning show. Good to see you here. So if you drop a coffee in the parking lot of the coffee shop that you just bought it from, do you go back in and kind of expect them to make you a new coffee for free? And we would love to hear from baristas. Do you kind of hate it when people do this or do you not mind at all? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi there. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who are we speaking with?
Hello. My name is Cole.
What's up, Cole? So what do you think about this dropping your coffee situation?
So I'm on my way into work, and I was listening to this. So I just stopped to go get a coffee and a muffin, and I dropped my coffee right there. And so somebody ended up watching it and bought me a coffee. So the second coffee was bought for.
Wow.
A random act of kindness.
Exactly. But anyways, I think if you drop it, you should pay for another.
You think you should pay for another one?
I do.
Cole, there's no chance that you're still in that coffee shop right now, are you?
Unfortunately not.
Oh, no. That would have been savage if we were able to run up to that person and put the phone to their ear.
Oh, that would be awesome.
If you bought a random stranger a coffee this morning who dropped it, we want to shout you out for your kindness. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you as well.
He says thank you as well. It was delicious.
Thanks for the call, Cole.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hi there. Thank you for holding. What's your name? Where are you from?
Lloyd from Auburn.
What's up, Lloyd?
So I work in the food service industry. I actually deliver to restaurants. And I thought it was kind of relatable, but so like when we deliver, a lot of our customers will feed us. But
the expectation that I've set with myself for doing this for 16 years is that if I ask for the food, I have to pay for it. But if they offer it, then it's free.
So what would you do if you dropped a coffee that you paid for?
Oh, I would absolutely expect to go and pay for it again.
Okay.
If I dropped it myself being clumsy, I'd be like, oh, man, I have to go back in and get another one. That's my fault.
Mm-hmm.
I would totally expect to pay for it.
Right.
But if they said, hey, here, have a free coffee, absolutely, why not?
Yeah, they were like, oh, I saw that happen. Tough luck. We'll pay. We'll give you another one for free.
Absolutely.
Now, are you
comfortable? Would take the free coffee.
Would you be confrontational enough if it was like, let's say that the door of the coffee shop like had like a bump and you tripped over it?
Ooh.
Like, would you? So it's 50-50, right? Like, partially on you for being clumsy, partial on the coffee shop for having a door that has like a step up, for example. Would you go in that situation? Would you say, hey, can you get me a free coffee? Because your door is pretty stupid.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Because you should be paying attention where you're walking.
Okay. Yeah, I also wouldn't blame
what you're doing.
Okay.
What if it was a factor, it wasn't related to the coffee shop, like it was a windy day and the wind blew your coffee. Like you weren't clumsy, but it also wasn't their fault.
Ooh.
It's nobody's fault.
I mean, after you pay for it, once they give it to you, whatever happens after that is on you. That's my opinion. I would never go back into a coffee shop or any other place and expect them to give me something free after I'm the one that dropped it, no matter the circumstance.
Okay.
For Lloyd, it is very black and white.
I like it.
He should be a lawyer.
Yeah.
This is great. I love it. Well, thanks for taking the time to chime in, Lloyd.
Yes, thank you.
We would love to give you these Russell Dickerson tickets.
Sure.
Yeah, well, sure.
Sure.
He's like, I'll take that for free. Perfect. We'll have a great time at the show.
Thank you, guys.
Can you hold on?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. Okay, and speaking of giving away concert tickets for free, Shania Twain, ever heard of her? She is going to be in Guilford, New Hampshire next Thursday night. Just crunch the numbers. That's less than a week away. How
good
exciting.
Good math.
Thanks, dog. Thank you. So, would you like to take on Logan in a battle of pop culture wits? Then give us a call to win these Shania Twain tickets. You have to tie or beat him, though. 603-749-0975 is our number. 603.
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Hello, Harley. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Listen to that energy.
Logan chose you solely based on your energy today. How does that feel to hear that?
That feels very good, yeah.
Yeah, he runs on vibes, and he was getting good ones from you.
Awesome.
Stop flirting with Harley through me.
I'm having a great time doing it. I don't really want to stop.
Harley, have you played Can't Beat Kira / Logan before?
I haven't. But
really
I
fun.
To it all the time.
Really fun. Okay, so you know how you start?
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
Kick him out.
Logan, get out.
You got it, Harley.
Oh, she got loud with you. We're not flirting no more. Get out of here. All right. He's gone. Thank God.
All right.
So this is a battle of pop culture, which you get more right than Logan, you win. If you tie, you still have to say the phrase of shame, but it don't matter because you would still win the tickets to see Shania Twain. Does that all sound good?
All right. Yeah, it sounds awesome.
Okay, this is multiple choice. Question number one. How many seats are at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough? Is it 35,000, 50,000, or 65,000?
I'm going to go with 50,000.
She's going with 50,000. Okay. Question number two. Harley, can you name two shows that were on the TGIF lineup on Friday nights on ABC Family? This was a line of programming that went from the 1980s to the early 2000s. Just need two shows.
All right, Family Matters.
Yep.
Oh, I'm thinking.
Different strokes.
No.
Oh, no.
Who's that in the car with you? They're really trying to help.
My mom. This is my first time. We're on our way to a college visit right now. We're on the highway.
Oh, I love it. That's your mom?
Yeah, I used to watch these shows. It was Family Ties. There was one with Urkel.
Yep.
It was the one with all the kids. Oh, gosh. I can't remember the other one. What about, what was the one, the one with Joey and they have the remake of it.
Full House?
Yeah, Full House.
Okay. Wow. We really worked through that. That was really special to witness. Okay. Today is Vin Diesel's birthday. How old is that beefcake turning? I will give you a 3-year buffer.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh, that beefcake has got to be about 50. I don't know. 50, you guess.
53. Okay. Hello, Logan.
Hello, Kira.
You're gonna enjoy the turn this game took.
Really?
So Harley is in the car on the highway on the way to a college tour. She's with her mom, Alicia.
Where are they going?
I didn't get that far.
You said UMaine Farmington?
Yeah.
Nice. How fun. So it's a college tour.
It's college road tour trip. Day, yeah.
Aw.
Isn't that cute?
This is great. And wait, you said mom's in the car too?
Yeah, Alicia.
Alicia! Nice. Okay, so 2v1. I don't like my odds, but then again, I do.
I knew you would. All right, you ready?
Ready.
Okay, so this was mentioned earlier on the show. Logan might have an advantage because he was here, but sometimes he's not really here, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
So how many seats are at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough? Multiple choice. 35,000, 50,000, 65,000.
65. Let's go 65. Final answer.
Logan wants to say 65. And Harley and Alicia said 50,000. It is 65,000.
Oh,
I know.
Sorry, girls.
Sorry, ladies. It's okay. The game is young, and so are we. Hair flip. Okay. Can you name two shows that were on the TGIF lineup on Friday nights on ABC Family?
No, I can't. Let's do this. Two shows that were on the TGIF lineup on ABC Family. Let's go with ABC Family. What's that show with Michelle Tanner? Let's go with that one.
You have to say the name.
Why was I going to say Family Matters? That's not the right show. Why am I blanking? Bob Saget, Uncle Jesse. I can do it.
It's so painful.
What is this?
It's so painful.
Well, let's go with Family Matters.
Yeah.
Is that on there?
Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then what the hell is this other show with Michelle Tanner that I can't see?
It's so weird because you know all the characters.
I know. I can't think
Do
why.
Do you want to try to go for another show?
What are you saying over there?
We struggled. We got it, though. We struggled.
They struggled, but they got it.
They got it also?
Yeah. They said Family Matters and the show you're trying to say.
Why can't...
But, like, it's been 5 seconds.
Well, you're distracting me quite a bit.
Oh!
Cut it out. What is that stupid show?
Respectfully.
Go ahead.
It's Full House.
Full House!
This is going to live rent-free in his mind all weekend.
All weekend? I'm going to be beating myself up. We talk about Full House all the time.
I know. So they said Family Matters and Full House.
Good job, good job.
Logan, we can't give you that point. Sorry about
it. I don't want the point.
Okay, Vin Diesel celebrates a birthday today.
Sure.
How old is that beefcake turning? I will give you a 3-year buffer.
Ooh, Vin Diesel. He's up near 50. Is he up near 53? He's up there, 53.
Oh, my God. They said 53, too.
What's smart?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but I can't give either of you the point because he's 58.
Rats.
Yeah. But it looks like it's a 1-1 game.
Stupid Full House.
Oh, my God.
Hey, why are you celebrating? You don't know what's going on, do you?
They might.
Or do you?
That's a great win. This is such an exciting concert.
Ooh.
Alicia, simmer down. We don't even know if Harley's bringing you.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Okay, someone, I think Harley, in fact, has to say the phrase of shame.
I'm Harley and I can't meet Logan.
You can't, but you can tie. Ties are good enough around here. Let's go, girls. You're going to see Shania.
What if?
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Logan, I can't believe the weekend is finally here.
Pumped.
That you are going to see Thomas Rhett and Teddy Swims at Fenway Park.
TRTSLSMS, baby.
Oh, my God. That was a lot of letters thrown at us.
Well, Thomas Rhett, Teddy Swims, TRTSLS, mm-hmm. Logan Sherwood, MS, Missy Sherwood. We're looking forward to it.
There we go. So it's a highly anticipated show. I can only hope that you are seated next to people that are on their best behavior. Mm-hmm. We've all been to a concert where you're like, am I seated next to the worst person in this entire stadium? Well, who do you think is the worst person to be sat next to at a concert?
Thank you for asking that question to me.
Yeah, sure.
It's the OMG-er. It's the screamer and the OMG-er. And mm-hmm. what I mean by that is if you're singing, if you're so happy to see Thomas Rhett, he's playing your song and you're belting it out,
woo!
Right on. Don't care.
I love it. You're singing horribly? That's okay, too.
That's okay.
That's okay, too. You're standing up the whole time. Guess what? We're at a concert. I think that's deserving.
Acceptable.
Groovy. Here's what I hate. I hate the people that see Thomas Rhett. I've actually never been seated next to someone. I've seen videos of it, though. When they see Taylor Swift or Thomas Rhett or someone come on the stage, and they lose their marbles mm-hmm. as if they are gifting them billions of dollars. Like, you know, Thomas Rhett, you might want to turn my mic down because I'm going to exemplify it. Thomas Rhett comes on stage and it's, oh my God, Thomas! Yeah. It's Thomas Rhett! Shut up. Just shut up. Don't, you know, it's cool.
It is exciting, that moment when they walk out on stage.
No, it's not that exciting. No.
Yes, it is.
It's
my favorite moment, actually.
Yeah, yeah, you know what? Valid. You want to scream that one time they come on stage? Awesome. But just because he's playing your favorite song, don't say every song's your favorite song and freak out like that. I can't hear the music. Shut up.
Okay, so you're saying the screamer continuously.
Yeah. If they do it one time when they're walking on stage, that's cool. But when they're freaking out over and over and over again, and I really saw a lot of this at Taylor Swift concerts.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I can't hear her sing. Shush. Shush.
These tickets ain't cheap.
Yeah, I just don't get it. And, like, again, it's like that leads into the scream singing when they're like screaming the song so loud you can't even understand the lyrics.
So it's the screamer for you.
It's the screamer for me. Get out of here.
Who is it for you? Who's the worst person to be sat next to at a concert? Have you had the misfortune of having to sit next to that person? Give us a call. Let us know. 603-749-0975. Random caller who chimes in. We do have an extra pair of tickets to see Russell Dickerson at the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom. That show is completely sold out. But you could win your Russell Dickerson tickets right now if you just tell us the worst person to be sat next to at a concert. Did it happen to you? Is it you? Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It is us, Kira and Logan in the morning. Hey, we were just wondering, you know, it's summer, it's country concert season in full-fledged. Who do you believe is the absolute worst person to be seated next to at a concert? 603-749-0975. That's our number. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
Tamara from Pembroke.
What's up, Tamara?
How are you guys?
We are well. Who's the worst person to be sat next to at a concert? Is it you, Tam?
No. So, I think the worst person to sit next to is somebody that can't compose themselves, where they're like jumping out of their seat and they're spilling their beer all over you, bumping into you in your personal space. I feel like that's the worst person to sit next to.
Tamara, are you just describing a drunk person?
Well, maybe, but if they're not, some usually aren't drunk. They'll be on their first beer and they'll just scream, like kind of like what you said, Logan.
Yeah.
They'll just scream, but some of them can't even sit still and they just bump you every 5 seconds. Spill their beer on you or their food or whatever.
It's like fake excited that really grinds my gears. Mm. If you're genuinely so excited to see the artist, that's awesome. But when it's like fake excitement, like you're not, it's not like you're hanging out with them. You're in the nosebleeds. Right. You're happy to be there. That's great. But like, take a chill pill.
Mm-hmm. It feels performative.
Right. Performative.
Exactly. That's how I feel. Yep.
Go off, Tam. Go off. We love to hear from you, especially on a Friday.
Yes, it's a beautiful day today.
Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
This is Joe.
Joe, who's the most annoying person to be sat next to at a concert?
The one that always has to go to the bathroom.
Bladder problems.
Oh boy. Yes. Absolutely.
Looking at you, Bladder McGee.
Stop looking at me. Come on. We got small. Listen, some of us have small bladders and we drink a lot.
That or the person that always has to get something from the concession.
So you're saying, like, consolidate your trips, right? Like, if you're going to go get a snack, then go to the bathroom while you're up. Like, don't be interrupting me to get, you know, get up out of my seat multiple times for you to do multiple trips.
Exactly.
I am so guilty of this that I'm putting my head down and sulking.
It's tough. It's tough to hear. But good for you for self-reflecting.
Yeah. All right. And I'm sorry for you, too. I'm the bad guy in this
situation.
Hopefully
you two won't be seated next to each other at a show anytime soon.
Yeah, that's it.
That'd be okay, though. I would be okay with that.
That's true. I'd probably bring back the beers.
And I'll get the beers.
If you bring the beers. I'm okay.
All right. We'll meet at the Pearly Whites, my guy.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Joe. We're still taking your calls on this at 603-749-0975. Random caller who wants to chime in, we do have an extra pair of tickets to see Russell Dickerson on Hampton Beach. This show is sold out. I cannot stress it enough. But you can win a pair right now if you tell us who the worst is. I go back. one for New Country. 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Oh my goodness, the weekend is here. It's a special weekend too, because Thomas Rhett and Teddy Swims are coming to Fenway Park. Our very own Logan is going. It's a very highly anticipated show. So we were talking about the worst possible person that you could possibly be sat next to at a concert. Who is that person? What is their behavior? 603-749-0975 is our number if you'd like to chime in. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Thanks for holding. What's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa, who's the worst person to be sat next to at a concert?
So, just like the previous listener said, I'm 5'1", and if I get somebody that, you know, towers over me and they're spilling their drink all over me and they're jumping up and down, it's like, really, dude, if I wanted a beer, I would have bought one.
And now I'm wearing one.
Yeah, exactly. And someone that's constantly going to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to tell you, I'm going to Thomas Rhett tomorrow.
Oh, heck yeah, Lisa. Are you ready to partay?
I am.
Okay, I'm hopefully so I don't...
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. We are about to talk about the clip that you are probably so sick of seeing popping up on your social media. It is the clip that happened at the Coldplay concert at Gillette Stadium. On the Kiss Cam, a couple, they appear to be in their mid-50s. Good-looking folks. And they're in a canoodle. And they're on the
noodle.
Yeah,
they're holding each other like a prom picture.
Yeah, like Jack and Rose in the Titanic, yeah. Basically. And the minute they realize that they're up on the old Jumbotron, the woman puts her hands over her face, and the man just completely ducks out of
view.
He
hides. You can see the life, like leave his body, and he just drops down to his knees and hides like a little, you know what.
Yeah, and he's like, his hands are up and he's like doing like a double wave, but he's like crouching tiger, hidden cheater. And Chris Martin of Coldplay, this is his commentary, like as this is happening, it's on the Jumbotron.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on, you're okay? Uh-oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Crazy.
Funny you should say that, Chris Martin.
Because they were having an affair.
They were having an affair. He's the CEO of a company, and she is head of human resources, everybody.
So, can we... So, listen, he posted a comment. Did you see the statement from the CEO who did this, Andy Byron?
Didn't he quote Coldplay?
He... yes. But he also went on to say something along the lines of, like, this is a very private moment that was made public. First of all, don't you dare try to take your side piece into a very public setting.
Yeah, what
a
dog.
And blame the setting, not yourself.
Totally.
But I will say, he does bring something up that makes me wonder. When you go to a game, do you consent? The answer is yes, you do. But when you go to a game, hypothetically, or a concert, do you consent to be on the Jumbotron? Isn't that a good, like, I didn't even think about this, because, like, yo, listen, he's a dirtbag, okay? Yeah. He got caught. He was cheating. He literally got caught in front of 60,000 people on the Jumbotron. It was atrocious. He should have just smiled and waved like an idiot.
He's a father.
Right.
And a husband.
So, but it does bring up a good point, because, like, you don't, sometimes you go to a concert and you do want to lay low. Like, you don't want people, you know, the Jumbotron, let's say it was something else, not cheating. Let's say the Jumbotron went to you and you got caught picking your nose. Mm-hmm. Like, you could be social media bullied for that.
Memes for days.
Yeah. And, like, you didn't sign up for that.
Yeah. You have to think, or I don't know, but maybe these big stadiums, Gillette, and they have something maybe in Ticketmaster, or when you buy your ticket, no one's reading the fine print, but perhaps it says something like...
Very good point.
You know...
Yeah, when you come to our stadium, you agree that you may be... That's like when you call the radio, like, you're consenting to being on the radio, you called us.
Correct, Amundo.
So it's like when you go to a game, you're consenting to be on the Jumbotron, you came to us.
Yeah.
Maybe Andy Byron, the CEO, should have known that. Maybe he should have read the fine
print. Say his name.
Andy Cheating Stinking Byron.
And don't forget about Kristen Cabot the Cheese Cabot.
Cabot the Cheese?
Her last name's Cabot. I thought of the cheese.
Cabot the Cheese.
So... this made me think of something not as bad.
Oh, I was like, give me something.
I worked at this company in Boston right after college.
Yeah.
And at our Christmas party, our human resources
Stop it.
Director really really lovely woman, Irish accent, in her 40s, single, so not as salacious.
Okay.
Got caught doing the deed with
Did you say a Christmas party?
Yeah, in this kid's car. He was like, he was 26, she was about 42.
Oh, what and a he dog. Was,
yeah.
What a dog.
He was like, a sales guy, a sales rep.
Yeah.
And she was human resources. And they got caught. And it was like nothing happened. They were,
on
Monday.
Were they both single?
They're both single.
Yeah, whatever.
It was salacious with the age difference, and it was salacious with their difference in
titles.
Yeah, the
titles is funny.
It wasn't two salespeople. That happened all the time.
Yeah.
But the fact that she was the human resources gal.
Savage.
It was the talk of the town on Monday. Let me tell you, Logan Marie.
I love it. And now your turn.
Were you working somewhere where two coworkers were, having a relationship on the low down, down low? I don't appreciate putting your coworkers in that position where they have to hide your dirty laundry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, valid.
In this particular example, the Coldplay cheating scandal on the Jumbotron, you see, you can only imagine there are coworkers around them that are like they couldn't believe they got caught, too.
Yeah, exactly. But the other coworkers were involved because they knew, because they were there.
They were smiling and giggling. They were like, oh, this is about to go down.
Yeah, crazy.
So, I guess, what do you think about this situation? Any comments around that? And have you worked in an environment where there was a scandal going on?
And have you caught a cheater?
Why not?
Let's just phone lines are open to anything you want to say.
Let's just talk about cheating. Let's just talk about it. Do you think it's wrong? No, I'm just kidding.
Yes.
603-749-0975. If you have a comment around this cheating scandal, we would love to talk to you this morning. We're live. We're local. It's Friday. We're feeling fresh. 603-749-0975. Taking your calls on number one for New Country, 97.5 WOK. One for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning in spirit of the cheating scandal that was exposed at the Coldplay concert the other night at Gillette Stadium. We were asking if you ever witnessed a cheating scandal. 603-749-0975 is our number. WOKQ, who's this?
Hi, my name's Kiara from Sutton.
Kiara?
Yes.
Kiara, you're talking to Kira. So what are your thoughts?
It's not really like a coworker scandal or anything, but my biological mother told my stepfather she was going out with some friends to Applebee's, and later that night her engine or her motor blew up in the parking lot of Applebee's. And she ended up calling my stepdad to come rescue her. And when he got there, her date was still there.
Oh, my God.
She had gone on a date instead of going out with her friends. She had gone on a date with another man. And that man refused to leave until help arrived. And when help arrived, it was my stepdad.
She shouldn't have called him for help when she was in that position. What a mess.
Yes, it was. They ended up getting divorced.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry to hear that. That is crazy. And the fact that he refused to leave, too. He was like, no, I'm not going to leave you. And she's like, well, my husband's coming. I need you to leave.
Yeah.
Did that take a toll on your relationship with your mom, hearing that she did this?
A lot of things took a toll on my relationship with her.
Uh-huh.
But that was something that started a lot of problems in our household.
I can imagine. Oh, man. Well, thank you for sharing that tale. And I'm glad everyone was okay. Your mom and her random date. We don't know that guy, but hopefully he's doing all right.
Yeah, hopefully.
Have a good weekend, my girl.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
97.5 WOKQ. Jelly Roll, that is Heart of Stone on your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it is the morning time, and it is time for compliments, double downs, and apologies. Brought to you by Merchants Auto and Hooks at New Hampshire. Got a lot of great callers today with a lot of sound opinions, but you know who stuck out to me, Logan?
Who's that?
Was Lloyd.
Lloyd.
For Lloyd, it was very black and white, the scenario that we positioned on the air. So it was inspired by Logan's wife, Missy. She had a clumsy moment in the parking lot of Starbucks. dropped her coffee. It was actually a coworker's coffee, but it doesn't really matter. Dropped it on the ground, went in, told them what happened, and they replaced it for free. So the question was, is that something that we should expect the coffee place to do to replace our coffee that we dropped for free, or should we be expected to pay for it? And this is what Lloyd said about it.
After you pay for it, once they give it to you, whatever happens after that is on you. That's my opinion. I would never go back into a coffee shop or any other place and expect them to give me something free after I'm the one that dropped it, no matter the circumstance.
Okay.
For Lloyd, it is very black and white.
I like it.
He should be a lawyer.
Yeah.
So whether or not you agree with that take, Logan and I both really like this attribute in a human being to have solid opinions that you stand by. And Lloyd had that. So that's why my compliment is going to him today. Hey, Lloyd, if you're still with us, thank you for calling in.
Heck yeah.
What do you have, Mike?
I'm actually complimenting you today, Kira.
Me?
Because I had a take back in the beginning or somewhere in the middle of the show. We were talking about the worst person to be around at a concert. And my first knee-jerk reaction and opinion was that I hate being around people who are screaming, oh my God, Thomas Rapp! Ah! It's like, he can't hear you. Shush. Just, I know you're happy to be there, but simmer down. And right. Then I went on to say, I changed my mind and said, actually, that person who's overly excited is better than the opposite. The person who's just miserable to be there, sitting down the whole time, on their phone, asking people to sit down around them, just miserable. And Kira, do you know why I'm complimenting you? Do you remember what you said?
That the person who's miserable doesn't really affect me directly.
I like that. Kira said that anybody who's in a bad mood around them, like, why would she let their mood affect her evening? And that's such a good reminder, especially as I go to Fenway tomorrow to see Thomas Rhett and Teddy Swims. Like, if there's party poopers around me, guess what? Keep pooping the party. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep standing. I'm going to keep singing. I'm going to keep doing me.
They can't kill your vibe.
That's what I'm saying. So thanks for the reminder. Compliments to you.
Hey, thanks, man. That feels good. That feels good to be, you know, skating into the weekend with a compliment from you. I don't take them for granted.
I know you don't.
All right. So on that note,
we out.
Have so much fun tomorrow.
Thanks.
I cannot wait.
It's going to be beautiful, too.
Yeah, take a lot of pictures so we can live vicariously through you. And keep an eye on our Instagram. We're at 97.5 WOKQ on the gram. You should tag us in any photos if you are at the concert, too. And Ginny Rogers is up next. So it's 30 Minutes of New Country on 97.5 WOKQ. And don't you forget it all weekend long. Who loves you?
We do.